I'm J. Cole Cohen. And this is the Dream Walker. How you express your creativity?
Physical abuse, well known with historical fame. Physically causing harm, displaying visible pain. Scared to act on it out of fear and shame, sexual abuse is also real. Socially broadcasting, downplaying sexual skills. Forcing others to sex for personal thrills. Verbal, emotional abuse, effective. When self-esteem is near the floor, the tongue is a sword. Your thoughts manifest when you speak, they pour. Verbal communications can open and close doors or create an emotional wreck. We have to respect mental and psychological abuse. Rarely taught, it grows organically. Mental warfare making them doubt their own sanity. Intentionally trying to harm them, questioning your humanity. Now panic and financial economic abuse. We all walk past it. Absence of financial literacy along with poor spending habits. Credit begins to slip, hopping to the next debt like a rabbit. Making others have to have it. Cultural identity abuse. Forcing a culture on someone, they just don't get it. Using racial or negative slurs, feeling entitled, as if the world comes with it. Random religion and LGBT shoes being placed around the world. Not everyone will attempt to fit in. These are all forms of abuse. Now with abuse, there are so many different forms of abuse that we may not even know when they're being displayed or acted upon. So, physical abuse, well-known in historical fame, like, there's so many different forms of abuse that were created and made famous. So, we don't even know when they're being used, if you will, such as like just simple things like slavery, terminology, subliminal messages, texts, and things of that nature, causing and harming physical pain, not only physical, but visual pain as well. The more times you see something in a negative light, it's in a form of abuse. So if the only narrative you see of a certain culture or a certain type of people is negative, if that's the only narrative you see of that particular people is negative, that's a form of abuse as well, because you're abusing, perception. Sexual abuse is so broad. Sexual abuse doesn't necessarily mean physical sexual abuse. It could be verbally sexual abuse. Like, you could be saying negative things about a sexual preference, or saying negative things about somebody's sexual performance as well. Verbal emotional abuse is most commonly used nowadays. People say things all the time towards people, and people are a lot sensitive now, so these things hurt more because people have a lower self-esteem now for whatever reason. So now your tongue becomes a sword. Your thoughts manifest when you speak, they pour. So what you think about people will manifest, and then you'll start saying those things to others, not necessarily to the people that you say think those things about. Verbal communication can open and close doors. All you have to do is understand those people. And either you will go forward with your actual thought, your initial thoughts, or your thoughts will be shifted and, you know, you'll be able to be cordial with those people. You can create an emotional wreck. Well, like I said, everyone is more sensitive now to different topics than they were before. Mental, psychological abuse. There are people here in the world that thrive on breaking someone down mentally, psychologically. Unfortunately, that's just the world we live in. It's rarely taught. It grows organically with the mental breakdown, but they see it from somewhere, or they mimic it from their household. So mental warfare, making them doubt their own sanity. So if you sit here and create a war zone in someone else's mind, making them doubt their own sanity, that can make you a monster. Intentionally trying to hurt them, questioning your humanity. Like, what kind of person are you? Without panicking, financial and economic abuse. Yeah, unfortunately, there are people who do abuse their finances, or they struggle economically, but not everyone that abuses their finances, well, how we view them as abusing their finances, is placed in an economic world to where they can succeed or thrive. So, with that being said, economically, there are people here that are placed to fail, if you will. There are people that weren't taught economics, or are placed in situations where they can't thrive economically as well. It's all a form of abuse. We've all walked past that. That's the absence of financial literacy, along with poor spending habits as well. And then you hop debt to debt. And, I mean, that's self-explanatory. You always owe someone when you don't own anything. So, I would say ownership should be incorporated. Making others have to have it, culture, identity, abuse. So, making people feel less of who they are because they don't have what you have, and abusing it. So that's another form of abuse. Forcing a culture on some people they just don't get. If somebody doesn't understand it, it may not be for them. Using racial slurs or negative slurs, feeling entitled. Why do you have to be included in everything? Why is there a sense of inclusion? Why do you feel like you belong? Why? There's a time and a place for everything. Just because it's for somebody else doesn't mean it's I mean, just because it's for you doesn't mean it's for somebody else. Just because it's for somebody else doesn't mean it's for you. So, yeah, I get it. Everybody wants their own respect, or they want to have their own place in this society. But ultimately, there's a bigger cause than one group, if you will, because we all have to coexist in this world. So, yeah, I understand we have to worry about ourselves first. And that's yourself as a person, not a group that you're associated with. And then you go with your community and you know. But it's just certain groups, like, you know, random religions. And okay, I mentioned the LGBT community, or Q, or shoes being placed around the world. Not everyone attempts to fit in those shoes. They're all forms of abuse. So forcing religion, forcing a preference on people don't understand. That's abuse. If those shoes are not for those people, stop trying to force. Like, I'll give you the analogy of Cinderella. The sisters couldn't fit in those shoes. The shoes were only for a specific person. So if those people don't fit in those shoes, stop trying to force them in those shoes. Stop introducing these things to people who aren't ready for it. Because now all you do is create another psychological thing. That's an abuse. You know, if it's for them, it will be presented when they're ready. But too often, we see these things being forced. We're forced religion. We're forced to watch a whole bunch of, you know, things that are out of the natural state. It's force-fed. Now, I can understand we can coexist. We can live life. We can all love each other and grow. But when it's force-fed, that's abuse. Because you're forcing something on people. When they're forced to look at those things in every single instance of life. You're brainwashing. If that's for you, that's for you. That's your religion. That's your community. I understand having pride. But why teach pride to people who don't even know who they are? Because that's abusing. Because you know what you want. You know what's going on. But what if this person doesn't know what they want? Why steer them to be a certain way? They may not be for them. It may be for them. But it may not be for them. That's not up to us to decide. Those shoes may not fit on these people. Well, these are all forms of abuse. If you have any questions, please feel free, reach out to me. I mean, you don't have to get on the internet and bash me and, oh, he's a homophobic person. No, I have family members, siblings that are part of the community. There is no, hate or malice towards that community. So I don't want to hear anything about me being whatever you deem me to be. I greet you all in peace.
I'm J. Cole Cohen. And this is the Dream Walker. How you express your creativity.